democratization is working. We perpetuate it, we encourage it, and it is our way of life. I'm a speaker of the National Assembly of South Sudan. All the operations which we do are actually based on democratization.
South Sudan is the newest country in the world. How is the process of putting in place a functioning democracy in a post-conflict situation country?
The peace agreement which was signed by our president, we will sign it as soon as we leave from here. We ratified it. And also you people, we want you to be with us in implementation. We will not let you down. We will support the peace and we'll go with it. So we are doing well as far as the... But this war, as soon as they finish, we will embark on the development, we will embark on training and so forth. The president said that he has some reservation. The reservation intended here, it does not mean that he's opposing, but he has some reservation. This reservation has to be addressed. People will have to talk, and they will have to treat such reservations. If they are so harsh for the people, they will be addressed accordingly. So we are not against the peace, but we are in for the object for the peace, which must be enjoyed by all.
What are the main challenges that you face
in this? The main challenges will be the IDPs. The IDPs will be there, will be also taken care of, and the one influx who are coming for peace. All this, there will be a lot of difficulties we will be facing. And therefore, we will address the UN, we will address the IGAD, to remedy all this and to help us in handling them.
What are the main challenges South Sudan is facing in terms of sustainable development goals?
Now the oil is already has stopped and we have no source of getting money. And the only source of getting something will be from our friends. Our friend will have to side with us, will have to stand with us, so that we have that challenge and we address all those problems which are actually facing us.
What do you think are the plans in terms of eradicating poverty, for example?
Recently, we were in South Africa, and what we aim at is to empower the vulnerable. We should offer empowerment to the women. And with us, we are having a good treatment of empowerment of women. We have 25% empowering the women. Any position can be given to a woman, provided that that person has a good qualification. In the cabinet, we have 25%. In the assembly, we have a deputy speaker who is a woman. And we go on, the list is so long as far as the women are concerned. We see to it that women are to be empowered because they are financially, politically, positions also must actually be seen to it that women are given good positions. Women are not aggressive like men. They are good people. Whensoever men differ, they fight, and then women is not there with them. They don't do the violence, they have no violence, and therefore we see to it that they are to be respected and empowerment must be carried out.